Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present The First Woman, written by Jennifer Nansubuga Makumbi and read by Pauline Babula.
To my grandmothers, Lakeli, Yeko, Abisaji, and Millie on father's side, and on mother's side, Batanda and Kamida, all of them sisters to my real grandmothers, for that thick, traditional love which would not allow me to see that my real grandmothers had passed when my parents were very young, not until all of you had passed. To Catherine Makumbi Kalubye, whose fierce independence, sheer tenacity, and quiet intelligence first inspired me. The Witch. Chapter 1. Nateta, Bugerere, Uganda, May 1975. Until that night, Chirabo had not cared about her. She was curious on occasion. Where is she? What does she look like? How does it feel to have a mother? That sort of thing. But whenever she asked about her, and family said, no one knows about her, in that never mind way of large families, she dropped it. After all, she was with family and she was loved. But then recently her second self, the one who did mad things, had started to fly out of her body and she had linked the two. On this occasion, when she asked about her mother and family fobbed her off again with, don't think about her, think about your grandparents and your father. Something tore. It must have been the new suspicion. Maybe she does not want me because I am that cut like razors. A mosquito came swinging. It must have gorged itself on someone because its song was slow and deep, unlike the skinny, high-pitched, hungry ones that flew as if crazed. Chidabo's eyes found it and followed it, and rising to her knees, she clapped it so hard her palms burned. She brought her hands to the candle to check her prize. Black blood. Yesterday's. There is no satisfaction like clapping a bloated mosquito out of existence mid-air. She wiped mosquito mash on a stray piece of paper and sat back and waited again. Chidabo wanted storytelling, but the teenagers were engrossed in gossip. They lounged on three bunk beds in the girls' bedroom. Some lay, some sat, legs dangling, others cross-legged, squeezed cosily, two or three to a bed. They had gathered as usual, after supper, to chatter before going off to sleep. Chidabo was not welcome. For a while she had watched them, waiting to catch a pause, a breath, a tick of silence in their bubble, to wedge in her call to storytelling. Nothing. Finally, she gritted her teeth and called, once a day came. But her voice carried too far above the teenagers' heads and rang impatient in the rafters. The hash that fell could have brought down trees. Teenagers' heads turned, eyes glaring. But who does this child think she is? Some seething. What makes you think we want to hear your stories? None answered her call. Another 12-year-old would have been intimidated. There were 10 teenagers in the room, but not Chidabo. Not visibly, anyway. She stared straight ahead, lips pouting. She was the kabeja of her grandparents, which meant that all the love in the house belonged to her, and whether they liked it or not, the teenagers, her aunts and uncles, would sit quietly and suffer her story.